If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. May I say in the beginning that it is a joy again to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into your home or into your place of business, or perhaps as you ride along the highway in your automobile or in your truck. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing today, you are not out of the reach of the gospel of redeeming grace. Next month will mark the second anniversary of Worth Baptist Hour. Worth Baptist Hour has one express purpose, and that is to bring Christ to you. It is our prayer that this broadcast will be a blessing to your heart and to your life. Furthermore, we invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church begins at 10 o'clock. We have a thoroughly graded Sunday school with a class for every member of your family. Today is promotion day in our Sunday school. We begin our new 1971-72 Sunday school year. From September to September of these months ahead, our Sunday school theme is based on a passage of Scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. This will be our emphasis through the next Sunday school year, which gets underway today. I trust that you'll come today and bring the whole family. Bible study is vital in these crises days. In days of darkness, when men do not know which way to turn, we point you to the Lord Jesus Christ through Bible study in our Sunday school hour. So we trust today will be a new beginning for you, and that the whole family will enjoy the study of God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock this morning. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 o'clock, and in it you will find a warm welcome for you and your entire family. The Word of God has precedence in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. You will enjoy the singing by our choir. You will enjoy the fellowship of God's people. You will enjoy the spiritual and friendly atmosphere in which to worship God today. On Sunday evening, every Sunday evening for the past few months and continuing into the future, we are in a series of messages in the book of the Revelation. This evening we will be in chapter 15, the seven bowls of wrath. As the tribulation period progresses, as is outlined in the book of the Revelation, we will see in our evening message the beginning of the pouring out of the seven vials or seven bowls of God's judgment upon a Christ-rejecting world. May I remind you today that God is a God of judgment, that God's patience will one day wear out, that this dispensation of grace, this age of opportunity, this day in which the door of the gospel is open, one day this age, this period, will come to a close. The door of grace and the door of the gospel will be closed. And then comes the tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble. I trust today, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you would anchor your faith in Him. I trust that if you do not know from the Word of God, His plan and His program for the future, that you will come tonight at 7 o'clock for our Sunday evening worship hour in the book of the Revelation. And the message again is the seven bowls of God's wrath. That's tonight at 7 o'clock, the Sunday evening worship hour at Worth Baptist Church. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. You can reach our church by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, or by Loop 820 from almost any part of the city of Fort Worth and Tarrant County. It would be our joy to have you today to worship God with us in any or all the services of Worth Baptist Church. In the meantime, we would enjoy hearing from you by mail. If you will write this week, we will send you our little booklet entitled Times Like These. Or perhaps you would like the booklet The Bible Is Right. Truly, in these days of spiritual darkness, we need the truth from God's Word. We need to know what God's Word is all about. We need to know whether or not it is appropriate and applicable for our day. Do you believe it is? Do you have doubts that God's Word is true, inspired, infallible? I believe then this booklet will help you. Write this week and request it, and we will send you the booklet entitled The Bible Is Right. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now for my message on today's broadcast. I'm speaking to you from the topic, The Sufficiency of God's Grace. I am basing it on 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where I shall begin reading at verse 7. But before we read the Word of God, I want you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we rejoice today for the privilege once again of bringing the gospel into the hearts and homes and lives of those who listen to Worth Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that this gospel ministry would be a guiding light in this world of darkness, that it would be a source of inspiration and encouragement to those who are downtrodden, to those who are in the throes of sin, to those who are hopelessly and helplessly lost. May this broadcast bring good tidings to them. And then, Heavenly Father, for those who are unattached and unreached and not in Sunday school and church, we pray that they might find a warm welcome with us at Worth Baptist today. Whatever the needs are, we pray that the Holy Spirit would use this broadcast to supply them. And we shall ever be grateful to Thee and thank Thee for it, because we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Paul writes, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." No one was more qualified to write about the grace of God than the Apostle Paul. You remember Paul said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Through many trials, through the beatings of the Jews, through shipwreck, through many journeys and perils, through many difficulties, through many storms, the Apostle Paul had already come. He knew that it was God's grace that had brought him to that very hour in which he wrote these verses. Surely Paul knew the meaning of the grace of God. I'm reminded just now of a theological discussion in which a man who had only a limited education was asked to relate his experience with Christ. The question was put to him, "Do you know the meaning of grace?" "Well," he said, "if you mean a theological definition, No, sir, I do not. But I do know this. The grace of God has brought me something for nothing. Well, I believe that's a wonderful definition of God's grace. For everything that we have today comes to us as a result of the grace of God. God's marvelous grace has picked us up out of the middle of nothing and put us down in the middle of everything. So the Apostle Paul, as he writes about the grace of God, knew what he was talking about. Many of you who are listening to this broadcast today, you know what we're talking about, though you might not be able to give a theological definition of the word grace. You know that something has happened in your heart. You know there has been a transformation of your life. You know that there is a new peace, a new happiness, a new joy in living. And you know that this has come to you only by the grace of God. You have discovered that God's grace is sufficient. In my message on today's broadcast, I want us to see something of what God's grace will do for us. The sufficiency of God's grace. Let us notice in the first place that God's grace is sufficient to redeem us from the curse of the law. Every man born in Adam's race is under the curse of God's law. Every man is born a sinner. All men are sinners by nature. So says the Word of God. It is written that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Paul tells us that in the Lord Jesus Christ, through His redeeming sacrifice upon the cross, we are redeemed, we are set free from the curse of sin. We read in Galatians chapter 3 that Jesus Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs upon a tree. If we could take an imaginary trip today from Mount Sinai to Mount Calvary, we would see the scope of God's marvelous grace. At Mount Sinai, we would see a great assembly, a very solemn gathering. We would know that there is quietness around Mount Sinai while the people of Israel await the voice of God. Then comes that voice of God like thunder and lightning from the sky. Thou shalt not. And 10 times in the Decalogue, the 10 commandments, God says, thou shalt not. When I hear those commandments, I ask myself the question, who am I? How can I keep this law? How can I live up to God's standard? In despair, I turn from Mount Sinai. But then I hear the voice of Jesus from Mount Calvary when he cries, it is finished. And I know that all of God's law has been satisfied. I know that when I take Jesus Christ as my Savior, when I accept Him as my substitute, when I own Him as my very own Lord and Master, that He has met every divine requirement of God's law. I hear the Apostle Paul saying again, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. I hear the Apostle Peter as he says, He hath borne our sins in His own body on the tree. Again, I hear Paul telling us that Christ has blotted out all of the handwritings of the law, which were contrary to us, which were against us, and that He nailed them to His cross. And so, beloved, there's good news for you today. When once the truth of God dawns upon you, you will turn your case over to the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, you will recognize that you cannot save yourself. And you will say to the Lord Jesus Christ, here is my life, here is my soul, here is my all. I trust that you will do that even in this moment. I know what John meant when he said, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth comes by Jesus Christ. I can assure you today that regardless of the sins of your past, regardless of the sins of your present life, God's grace is sufficient for every sin. God's grace will redeem you from the curse of the law. You can be like the man who stood up in a testimony meeting one time to say, I know that I'm not what I ought to be. I know I'm not what I want to be. But by God's grace, I'm not what I used to be. You see, the grace of God will make a difference in your life. God's grace will enlighten you to the truth of His Word, to the truth about your eternal destiny, to the truth of your never dying soul, to the truth of eternal redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord. God's grace will liberate you from the bondage of sin. God's grace will exonerate you, will set you free from the penalty and punishment of the law. Paul writes in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I repeat, God's grace is sufficient to redeem you from the curse of the law. In the second place, God's grace is sufficient to help you over the uneven pathway of your life. I will admit that life makes many twists and turns. Sometimes life seems unfair. Yet God has a purpose in everything that happens to you. There is a purpose in your being where you are today. There is a purpose in your being what you are, in your being in the condition you are even this moment. There are many problems. No man would deny this. There are heartaches. There are difficulties along the pathway of life. Many times it seems that the world is closing in on you, doesn't it? Maybe you feel that way today. Maybe you're in darkness. Maybe you are in despair. But I remind you that if God be for you, who can be against you? And God is for you. He's for you this moment. He has been for you in the dateless past. God will be for you in the uncounted, unnamed, unnumbered days of the future. In all your afflictions, in all your sufferings, in all your heartaches, in all the recesses and crises moments of your life, you can rest assured that God loves you. And because He loves you, He gave Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you can be saved. You can be happy. You can know that God has not made a mistake in your life. You can know that God doeth all things well. You can know even in your crisis moment of today, that decision that's facing you tomorrow, those problems that stare you in the face, you can know that God's grace is sufficient. And you can know that over that uneven pathway of life that you're walking, all things are working together for your own good. In the hour of your greatest need, whatever that need might be, you can tune your ear to the heavenly broadcast, and you can hear God saying to you, My grace is sufficient. My grace is all you need. I tell you today that in your hour of sorrow, God's grace is sufficient. In your hour of loneliness, God's grace is sufficient. In the moment of heartache and heartbreak, God's grace is sufficient. In your moment of sin, God's grace is sufficient. Remember, the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That promise is to you. In fact, God's word is written to you. God has a message for you. God has singled you out today. And I remind you, if you had been the only member of Adam's race, if you had been the only sinner ever to walk upon this earth, Jesus Christ would have died for you because He loves you. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to prove to you today that His grace is sufficient for you. In the third place, I remind you that God's grace is sufficient to see you through the valley of death. death is very real. Week after week, day after day, hour after hour, moment after moment, second after second, men all over the world die. They go out into eternity to meet God. The Bible declares it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. As you listen to this broadcast today, you have no assurance that you will hear the signing off of this Worth Baptist hour. Death may come in the next moment. Death may come in the next second. I ask you, do you know today that all is well with your soul? Do you know that God's grace is sufficient for you? You can know it, and you can say with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." God will be with you in the hour of death, and his grace will prove sufficient. I've a footnote and I'm through. God's grace is sufficient for you this moment to make the decision that you know you ought to make. If you are lost, you should decide for the Lord Jesus Christ even now. If you are a Christian out of touch with God, backslidden and away from Christ, you should make the decision, the resolve in your heart to come back home, to come back to Christ today. If you are outside the fellowship of the church, you should make that decision this moment. Resolve even now that you will identify with God's people through the church. So, whatever the decision, God's grace is sufficient. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you trusting Him? Are you abiding in Him? Do you know the joy of lying down at night to know that if death comes, all is well with your soul? Are you attending Sunday school in church? Are you putting God first in your life? If not, resolve today that Jesus Christ will be first in your heart, in your home, and in your life. Don't forget, Sunday school hour is 10 o'clock at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. A warm welcome awaits you here today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your heart, upon your home, and upon your life. And as always, we admonish you to keep on